She tried to auction off Elvis Presley's Graceland estate. Now Lisa Janine Findley, a Missouri woman who pled guilty to mail fraud as part of the scheme, has been sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison, handed down by a judge at a federal court in Memphis. Findley falsely claimed Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, borrowed $3.8 million and had pledged Graceland as collateral for the loan before her death in 2023. Findley allegedly posed as three different people involved with a fake lender, fabricated loan documents, and even published a fraudulent foreclosure notice in a Memphis newspaper announcing the auction. Presley's granddaughter, actor Riley Keough, who inherited the home, filed a lawsuit and a judge stopped the sale. Experts were baffled by the attempt to use phony documents to try and sell one of the most famous pieces of real estate in the U.S. The Graceland Museum in Memphis, Tennessee, draws hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. I'm Jennifer King.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.